You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have got Larry Zinnon. And Larry, we're going to talk about Lamborghinis today. How about that?
Sounds good to me. Thank you for having me today, Jim.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And what about Abe? Is Abe going to come on with us?
You know, I don't know if he's going to make it or not.
All right. Well, listen, I'm referring to Abe Cohn. What's Abe's role at the Lamborghini store?
Abe is actually a sales consultant over at the brand new Lamborghini of Broward.
Now, he looked like he was a driver when I met him in your suite at the Dolphin game, man.
Yeah, he's a good guy. I think you're really going to like getting to know him.
Well, I can't wait to get to know him as he's sitting in the passenger seat on my test drive. Now, tell me a little bit about Lamborghini, what's coming out, tell me where your new store is going to be, etc. Softball, underhand pitch, go.
Well, we're opening up on 75 in Griffin. Hopefully we'll be open in about a week.
Wow.
Lamborghini's got some great models right now. They've got the Huracan, they've got the Aventador. They just announced the Spider version of the Huracan, as well as a 580-horsepower rear-wheel drive version of the Huracan as well.
Woof.
And there's the Super Veloce, or SV, version of the Aventador, which is just this monster 750-horsepower animal that's going to be gracing our dealership sometime soon.
Well, this is what gasoline is for, Larry.
Hey, I think we're gonna miss it one day when everybody's riding around in electric cars. I'm gonna miss 750 horses in a V12.
Well, that's what the racetrack we're gonna buy together is gonna be for, Larry. Now,
from your mouth to God's ears.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. We're gonna buy the racetrack. We're gonna race around. I'll be an AK by then, but you'll be a young stud still. You know. Now, tell me a little bit about what's going on. You got at the store. You know, we talk a lot about year-end deals. It's a myth. It's the reality. What's going on over the next couple of weeks, holiday sale time over there?
Well, you know, December is a really great month to buy a car. Typically, the manufacturers are as aggressive as they come. Everybody has heavy advertising going on. The programs are all very good. And, I mean, it should be a big month, actually, one of the biggest months in recent memory and one of the biggest years in the car industry's history.
Well, listen, Larry, you know, I got a friend here. Alex Horn's going to be on in the next segment. But, Alex, you've had experience at Warren Henry. What's up with that?
Sure. Larry, it's actually funny enough. You know my fiance, Danielle Bodson. And,
I do.
You helped me. She reached out to you a few months ago to buy a Infiniti. I ended up buying a QX70 from you guys. And honestly, I was, from the day I got it to now, I've been very impressed with the service. It's bar none the best dealership I've dealt with to date.
Wow. Well, thank you so much. That's always always nice to hear.
Another member of the Warren Henry family, Larry.
Yep.
I hope we meet sometime.
You're going to meet. We're going to go to a ball game or something. We're going to have a great time. You're going to love this guy, Larry. All right.
Thanks.
Let's.
Sounds good to me.
Now, Larry, it's the end of the year. You got your deals. We now know from a third party who has not been paid that it's actually a good experience, which I've been saying for years. I've only bought like 20 cars from you. So what car am I buying next year, Larry? Tell me.
You know, Jim, I think it's time for you to get into that Jaguar XF we've been talking about.
All right. Well, listen, Larry, you know, you're my personal automotive transportation advisor, and I must say that there was one parked on the street earlier today, and I did kind of get goosebumpy walking by it going, you know, maybe it's time for me to get that Jag that Larry's been talking about. So we're going to do that. But now, Larry, let's go back to talking about Lamborghini for a minute. They've got all these great cars. You're moving your store up into Broward on a 95. Will it be visible from the I-95?
It's actually from 75, Jim.
Oh, I'm sorry.
In Griffin, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm getting old,
it,
like
it
I said.
Visible. It's going to be next to the brand new Porsche store that Penske is building.
Cool.
And it's going to be a beautiful, beautiful facility.
Well, look, I'm glad you're out there because it's closer to the long stretches of highway that I'm going to need to test drive that car.
I can assure you we're going to have one of the best test drive routes in the country. That's without question.
Oh, man, that's great. Now we talked a little Infiniti. We talked a little Lamborghini. Tell me about the availability of some of the Range Rovers and Land Rovers, because I know that they've been sometimes hard to get. What have you got online right now? What do you got on your store?
Well, you know, because it's December, fortunately, we've been able to get a good amount of inventory on the ground.
Okay.
You know, so for those who are looking for the cars, there's a good shot that if you come in today, we're going to have what you're looking for. If we don't have it, we could certainly find it. But, you know, the scarcity that was around before, fortunately, you know, we have a lot more to offer now. We've got a lot more inventory. And we don't always have everything, but we certainly do whatever we can to find it. And if we don't have it, the customer always has the option to order the car and spec it out exactly as they want it.
You know, somebody just texted me, Range Rover, exclamation point, Range Rover, for Vivian Range Rover. So we all know that in, that's 18 months, honey, because I'm coming up first. I'm coming up first. So we're going, I guess, you know, we're going to get her car, too. Now, what would you recommend for her? You know, a lady drives around town. What would you recommend for her?
Well, I know Vivian's had her eye on the Range Rover Sport.
Well,
I mean, she's always told me, Jim, you know.
Yeah, I know. She goes behind my back and talks to young men about the cars she wants. That's my wife. You know, what can I tell you? Now, Larry, let's talk for just a minute about something that's near and dear to your heart. You know, we're still going to the Dolphin games. It ain't been that pretty to some of them. But I must say, as I'm still having a good time, what are your thoughts here on the upcoming last couple of games we got here at home, at least, Indianapolis and then New England, which we're going to kick their butt in that last game of the season?
You know, no matter what, Jim, it's football. It's fun. I always enjoy going. To say it was a disappointing season would be an understatement. But, you know, I'm going to go. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to enjoy myself. It's just... you know, maybe next year, right?
Listen, I'll tell you why I go. I go because I see guys like you and your buddies that you introduced me to. There wasn't enough chest bumping time for all those guys. The testosterone that was going on in there. Oh, my God. What a great group of guys. I mean, you know, and then you had AB there and stuff. So it was a really good group of guys. Larry, real quick, turns the first part of the year. You going to be adding anybody to that staff of yours?
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually looking right now. We on our website, we have an advertisement, actually, for people who are looking to come on board at warrenhenryauto.com. But we are looking for qualified individuals to come and join our team. And no experience is preferred.
Wow. So no experience. I can earn six figures. I get health care. It's a family group. Where is that? That's on Facebook? How come my fingers aren't flying to Facebook right now? This is great stuff.
And Facebook as well. You could see us at Warren Henry Auto, facebook.com/Warren Henry Auto.
I mean, that's great. Now, Larry, now we've only got about a minute or two left. AC, 5 minutes left? 5 minutes left? Oh, my God, Larry, we talked about everything already. So now help me out, Larry. What are we going to see next year from the Land Rover and Range Rover? What are they going to be delivering that's going to be new? Or maybe there's a new Infiniti coming out.
Range Rover's got actually a convertible version of the Evoque coming out, which is really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
And we just got these diesel sports and full-size Range Rovers, and they get about between 500 and 650 miles per tank, which is extremely impressive for something that weighs 2.5 tons.
Yeah, I know. Usually, I can't say that on the radio.
I mean, you know, I've had the fortune to drive one for a little bit now. I'm doing over 25 miles per gallon myself, and I mean, it is awesome.
Yeah, I know, and I know you like to utilize as much carbon as you can. So I'm sure it must be getting good mileage there.
Using it while I can.
There you go. Now, how about Infiniti? What's coming up on Infiniti this year?
Well, we've got a new Q30 coming out in January.
What's that going to be?
It's a small, actually, maybe a little bit later than January, but it's a small sedan. Should be starting around the $29,000 range.
Very cool.
That's really exciting. We've got a refreshed QX60 coming out. Also, three new engines for the Q50. We've got a four-cylinder, six-cylinder with 300 horsepower, a turbo, and a twin-turbo 400 horsepower Q50.
Wow, that sounds like very awesome. And those things are just great. They never break. I mean, I've had now an Infiniti since 1991. I got it like 3 weeks before Hurricane Andrew. And so I had to like park it in like a safe place and such. But Larry, I've just been loving them the whole time. And Larry, not once have I had a mechanical problem. We're talking tires, gas. That's about it for those cars.
Yeah, they're very great vehicles, always well-engineered, very well-manufactured, high quality. We're really fortunate to have the opportunity to sell those.
Now, Larry, if somebody wants to find you before you move, now you're moving to a new place, aren't you?
Not just yet, but we will be soon. We're going to 151st and Biscayne Boulevard.
Ah, much closer access to me. I can't wait. I'll be able to drive up and down Biscayne Boulevard at 1 mile an hour.
Yeah, we're very excited as well. It's going to be a beautiful facility once we get going.
So, Larry, if people want to find you today, where do they find you? Give me the particulars, phone number, you know the drill.
Yeah, you can reach us at 305-690-6006 or warrenhenryauto.com or on any social media at Warren Henry Auto.
Now, tell me your favorite Peter Quinones story.
It's not appropriate for the radio, Jim.
Okay, fair enough. I just know that it involves insurance and a crash and such. So, Larry, thanks so much. We really do appreciate you. You know, it's our last show with you this year. We want to thank you so much for being a part of the show, for being a part of our community. You know, a lot of people don't realize how tough it is to be the third generation, and that's what you are, Larry. So, you know, sorry, I'm going to make you blush a little bit, but, you know, we bought our first cars from your family, 35-something years ago. We keep buying. My wife tells the story about buying her, at the time, Volvo from you. And that Volvo was how she would keep me in line, because I drove a Ford, and so her Volvo was dependable, and she could take me when my Fords used to break down. And so, Larry, you and your family have been a very big part of our entire life's experience. And I want to thank you so much for that. And now having you on the show and being part of our regular lineup is extraordinarily meaningful for me. And I must say is that AC gasped when you told the entry price of that new Q30. So, Larry, there's something for everybody when we do our radio shows. And I want to thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do that.
Hey, thank you, Jim. I really appreciate you letting me be on the show. And I hope you have happy holidays and a great new year.
Happy holidays and a great new year to all our family at Warren Henry. Thanks again, Larry. And this is for you, Larry. Just keep on trucking. I got the keep on trucking. Got to keep me